Do you act your age? I like to think I do, but then on the other hand, if acting my age means I have to be all serious and interact with people all serious and never laugh, never act a little crazy or have fun, then I don't want to act my age. I've grown up appreciating the joy of living and laughing and not taking myself too seriously. Life is heavy and serious enough, and the Bible even tells us in Proverbs that a joyful heart is good medicine, so we need those silly moments and big belly laughs. We need to keep stepping out into those faith-walking adventures that keep us on our toes. A friend of mine said, "It's probably my age that tricks people into thinking I'm an adult." I love that. I don't feel 40-something, but my laugh lines and gray hair say I am. I've seen stories of 80-plus-year-olds snow skiing, mountain climbing, and much more. And I think, I want to be like that. Still, we all have to adult every day, don't we? Growing up and maturing includes more responsibility and more life to navigate. Bills, jobs, family, laundry, groceries, life. I'm seeing my 12-year-old understand this more as her school study load has increased. And there are days she longs for the simplicity of her elementary years. Don't we all? If we could just go back to kindergarten when the only drama and question of life was wondering, why in the world did that one kid keep eating glue? Who knows? Life requires a balance of understanding and embracing maturity, while at the same time living out the truth that there is a time for everything. Well, what about our spiritual growth and maturity? Is there more responsibility as we grow in our faith? Yes, and it's way more than just church attendance. It begins for each one of us with a decision to accept Jesus as our Savior. Once we commit our life to Christ and choose to follow Him and live for Him, we are born again. Jesus had a conversation about this with a man named Nicodemus in John chapter 3. He explained that this rebirth is a new birth of our spirit. Sin entered the world through Adam and brought death. Jesus, through His death and resurrection, brings life. So in that moment of opening our hearts to Jesus, we become new babies and our hearts are made new. But it shouldn't stop there. Hebrews 5:12. In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's Word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. The writer of Hebrews is saying, you should be farther along in your faith than you are. You're still drinking milk from a bottle when you should be chewing on steak. We're a bunch of fat babies lying around whining for someone to feed us our next spiritual buffet. We should be actively pursuing the things of God, growing and moving and craving truth and deeper understanding of God's Word and His ways. Only when we do this will we grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And as that happens, we move from crawling to walking, from milk to solid food, and God's ways become much clearer. That's the truth. Take a spiritual inventory and ask yourself, am I still drinking milk? If so, it's time to grow up. Dig into the ABCs and foundational principles of faith. Connect with a community that focuses on discipleship. And as you grow, you will hunger for more of the solid truths of God, and your life and how you live it will reflect that maturity and make a big impact on those around you. I'm Lori Klein.